agenda in front of us is the joint meeting of the Select Committee on Health and Social Services and the Portfolio Committee on Women, Youth and People with Disabilities. Opening and welcome by the co-chairperson, then apologies, and then business of the day is the establishment of the subcommittee to deal with the filling of vacancies in the NYDA. And then its closure. I don't think it will be a long meeting, but just to welcome both committees, I think this is a very, very important meeting in the calendar of this parliament. And I will immediately hand over to Marcel to tender any apologies if there is any. I will come now to that. The secretary of the portfolio committee just went out somewhere. I think there is an apology from the chairperson of the portfolio committee and also the whip of the portfolio committee. They've got other issues that they had to attend to urgently. And maybe if there's more apologies from the portfolio committee side, you can give us an indication on that. So then, without any further ado, I will then ask... what is the name again? Does Nim... to take us through the document.
Good morning, members. I'm going to be referring to the two documents dated the 25th of November, this one, entitled Background on the National Youth Development Agency Board Selection, as well as the NYDA Act, which you must have also received. This briefing is pretty straightforward, but just to give you a background on the National Youth Development Agency, I'm sure members are aware that it used to be the Umsumbulu Youth Fund. Sorry, Chair. Does everybody have the document? Oh, I think so the National Youth Development Agency was essentially an amalgamation of the Umsumbulu Youth Fund and the National Youth Commission to form the National Youth Development Agency. Essentially, this joint committee's job would be to recruit and recommend seven candidates for the board. So the board is established in terms of the National Youth Development Agency Act, which I've provided members with.
Member Sabal.
Chairperson will forgive me. Maybe I might have missed something. I serve in the NCOP and I don't know the person who is speaking. If they could say who they are, and so that then I'll be able to follow.
Apologies, they will introduce yourself now.
Please.
Apologies. So my name is Tasmi Matthews. I'm currently the researcher for the Portfolio Committee for Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities. And my area specifically is focusing on youth and people with disabilities. So just referring back to this document, the background on the National Youth Development Agency Board selection. As I have noted, so the National Youth Development Agency was an amalgamation of those two institutions that I spoke about. And essentially, the board itself is established in terms of the NYDA Act and consists of seven members. The members hold office for a three-year period, and its functions are to manage the affairs of the NYDA and exercise control over its powers and execution of its functions. The President will, on recommendation by Parliament, appoint members to serve on the NYDA. So I'm not going to take members through every part of the composition of the board, but just to note that the board consists of 7 members, as I've mentioned. 2 of these are executive directors, and the CEO has no voting rights, but it's also still part of the board structure. Members must be appointed by the President on recommendation of Parliament, and members must be appointed in a manner ensuring participation by youth in the nomination process, be transparency and openness, and that shortlisted candidates, the appointment must be published. So essentially, what we have at present, so the paper just outlines the roles and responsibility of the board, but as the structure exists, the NYDA only has 3 board members. So what's going to happen going forward, the term of the 3 existing board members will end in May 2020. So it was the recommendation that all 7 posts be advertised, and those board members have the right to reapply. So if you look at page 3, it just gives you the current structure, who is currently on the board, those 3 members there, and the appointment date and the qualifications. Then in terms of the board, there are board committees, and something that members must be mindful of during recruitment. These committees cover an array of areas. For example, the board committees that exist are the audit committees, the human resource and remuneration committee, investment committee, executive management committee, social and ethics committee, and ICT steering committee. The reason I'm flagging this is because when recruiting, we want to find a balance between all these expertise. So while it's not a essential criteria, that is, it's something that's desirable in candidates. So members must be mindful of that when recruiting. And I've listed that under section 6 on page 4, the essential criteria that members should look for and desirable criteria. And then just something to be mindful of, the Act also outlines when members should, when candidates should not be appointed. So I just thought I'd note that was in the Act, that it says, the Act states that a person may not be appointed or continue to serve as a member if he or she is A, unrehabilitated, insolvent, B, has convicted or imprisoned without option of fine, and then C, has a result of improper conduct or been removed from office of trust. But just the Act outlined for members. So I think briefly that's essentially quite straightforward, and the Act is very clear in terms of how about the criteria for the board chair and members. That's it from me.
Maybe just explain the process along with it.
She, Kashiva has an outline. Kashiva, would you like to take members through the outline in terms of process?
Chairperson, thank you, members. My name is Kashifa Abrams. I'm the content advisor for the Portfolio Committee for Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities. Just following on what Tasneem has explained in terms of the criteria, the process from here on is for now, the purpose of this meeting is to establish the subcommittee, which Chairperson Jirin will lead in that regard. From that subcommittee, we need to then do a follow-up meeting. And part of that follow-up meeting is to, one, look at the draft advert, and two, look at the draft program. So the draft advert is important in terms of members agreeing as to what is in the advert. And secondly, in terms of the program, a draft program that would indicate how long this entire process would take. So with our second follow-up meeting, that would be determined from here today when we get guidance from the establishment of the subcommittee when we could have that next meeting. Then we agree on the draft advert and program, which will take us to the end of next week, bearing in mind that Parliament rises at the beginning of December, which is next Friday. So ideally, we would need to schedule that meeting. It's very important so that we can get political approval for the advert to go out. Considering that December and January is a festive time, we can't have that advert run for a very short period. So we need to have the advert run throughout December as well as January. So the proposed time for the advert to go out will be closing date until the 24th of January. So that is technically give us just more than a month and a half. Elisa can explain, and Marcel, the issues around adverts in terms of process, that there's a particular SFS process that followed and that is determined in which national newspapers the advert goes. So once the closing date for the adverts come in, which is on the 24th of January, the CVs are then collated by the secretariat, which would be between Elisa and Marcel. Thereafter, the adverts are placed on Parliament's website for civil society commentary. This has been the practice both with the adverts for Commission for Gender Equality as well as the Public Protector, and as you may have seen now, the Deputy Public Protector. The intent of having the series up on the website for civil society to comment is for members to have an understanding of if there are any other issues or motivations for a particular person. When we put out the CVs on the website, we make sure that no personal details are noted. So it would just be the person's name and their key competencies, their referees, but not the context of their referees. So civil society has an opportunity to comment from the 27th of January up until the 7th of February. With the CVs that come in as well as civil society comments, Secretariat then collates a summary of all the CVs as well as issues that have come up by civil society in terms of their commentary. Shortlisting will then take place around the 11th of February. The State of the Nation address has been scheduled for the 13th of Feb, which means that between the 14th and the 28th of February, we need to, based on the shortlisting numbers, CVs would need to be sent for screening by SAC, as well as internally we have HR that does verification around applicants' education. So when they submit matric certificates or certificates from universities, there's a process that in which we verify them. So that will take us between the 14th and 28th of February for one, test screening as well as issues around education. We're looking at interviews around the 3rd and the 4th of March. Deliberations year after would be on the 10th of March as an outcome of the interviews. By the 17th of March, we're hoping for deliberation and adoption of the report on filling of vacancies. Then thereafter, it goes into the House. And based on that, it gives us an opportunity to send, once we've adopted, debated in the House, it goes to the President. The President would have about a month to look at our report, then make the recommendations. So technically, as Kathleen has said, given that those three board members, their term would come to an end by May, we'd hope that our process dovetails so that the new board members can commence once the term of office of the existing board members ends. So, members, that in summary is just a draft outline as to how the process will unfold. So between now, we're hoping to end at least by the middle of March 17, 2020. Thank you so much.
Is there any question? If not, thank you very much. Let's go then directly to the establishment of the board. I will ask the NCLP if they've got a nomination for the five members. NCLP. Member Maleka, the nomination for the members.
Thank you, Chairperson. It's Honorable Baha, Honorable Lutholi, Honorable Ntabeleng, Honorable Gillion, and Honorable Maleka.
Thank you. NA, you've got 6 members. Do you have your names ready? Waiting for the NA. Is there somebody who will do the nomination from the NA?
Good morning, honorables. From the NA is the chair of the portfolio committee, Honorable Nkandla Ncube, the Honorable Masipo.
Okay, thank you very much, Chair and Honorables. From the National Assembly, it's the Chair, the Honorable Nontlanhla Ncube, Honorable Masiko, Honorable Maluleka, and Honorable Mgwebo. Honorable Mphithi from the DA, and Honorable Makaula from the EFF. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's the nominations. Is there, can we get a mover and a shaker on that name? Is there agreement on the names in the house? Member Baha?
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the names.
Seconder?
Thank you, Chairperson. I second the move. My name is Tabile Masondo.
Can I then ask for the administration to read out the names? Please do it in the mic.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning, member. From the NCOP, we've got Honorable Baha, Lutholi, Ntabeleng, Gillion, and Maleka. From the NA, we've got Honorable Ndaba, Masiko, Maluleka, Mgwebe, Mphithi, and Kaula. Thank you.
Thank you very much. members, the only other thing that we need to do now is to agree on a date so that we can finalize the advert. If maybe we can do it Tuesday morning, and then it won't be the whole committee, it will only be the panel that must meet, so that administration can have time to prepare the advert so that we can look into it and approve it, because we must approve it before we break. Can we agree? Yes, member?
Thank you, Chair. Can we propose the day of Wednesday next week? Now that on Tuesday we've got our portfolio committee meetings, I think it will be possible that we meet on Wednesday. Thank you so much.
Then we must do it at 9, because the issue is in the NCOP we've got committee meetings on a Tuesday and a Wednesday. This, all the members sitting in front of you. So if we agree, we must do it next week Wednesday at 9, because at 10 we are having another meeting. Can we agree on that? Sapale?
Just that we have it on Tuesday, because the Wednesday meeting starts at 9.
Yeah. So
we will have the meeting Tuesday at 9 before our meeting starts. Because our meetings, our portfolio and select committee meeting starts at 10, then we can have the meeting for the panel at 9 o'clock. Thank you, members. Just from my side, members, I just want to urge that we must take this process very seriously. And members who are selected to serve on this panel to be punctual and to be very, very committed on this process. Because the failure will depend on us, or the success will depend on us. The country need us to, at the end of the term of this current NYDA, that we will then come up with a new board for NYDA, because our young people really need us outside. Thank you. This meeting is adjourned.